Bill O'Reilly here, Tuesday, December 8th, 2020. You are listening to the O'Reilly Update. Here's what's happening across our nation. President Trump secures vaccines for Americans before foreign nationals. Executives from Pfizer and Moderna say they will stay away from Mr. Trump's COVID summit. San Francisco suspends nearly all outdoor gatherings. Americans' mental condition sinks to a new low. And a new study ranks the most dangerous places in the USA. Also ahead, the most controversial column I have written in years. But first, President Trump signing an executive order, ensuring Americans that they will have access to the virus vaccine before it is distributed to other nations. The FDA holding meetings this week to authorize the Pfizer medication. The United Kingdom actually gave a vaccination shot today to a 90-year-old woman. The CEOs of two pharmaceutical companies behind the COVID vaccine are declining to attend the White House summit on the contagion. The heads of Pfizer and Moderna refusing to take part in the event hosted by President Trump and Vice President Pence. The executives say they can't be in the same room with federal officials who are pending approval of the vaccine, but that is bull. They just don't like Mr. Trump. Folks in the Bay Area now banned from meeting friends outside, officials saying residents can only gather outdoors for religious services, protests, and political demonstrations. Governor Newsom also imposing a curfew for nearly 30 million Californians for the next 3 weeks. Some sheriffs say they're not going to enforce any of these COVID orders. New survey from Gallup says the state of the country's mental health is at its lowest level in 20 years. Just 76% of adults say they're feeling positive and happy. The highest ever recorded, 89% were happy in 2012. A report from WalletHub revealing the least safe places in the USA. The study examined three factors and Fort Lauderdale is the most dangerous place. The safest place? Columbia, Maryland. I like Lauderdale. Seems safe to me. In a moment, some folks very angry with me, your humble correspondent. That's next.
Hey guys, it's Vivek Ramaswamy here, inviting you to listen to my podcast, Truth. We just relaunched it after the campaign, and we are already riding up the podcast charts. Here's why. I think that hard, in-depth conversations about the tough issues is the only way we're going to get this country back. Because make no mistake, we are currently in a war for the future of America, and you cannot win a war unless you're willing to speak the truth. If you want standard conservative talking points, this podcast is not for you. But if you want to go deeper and hear the conversations you're not going to find anywhere else, the conversations that will challenge you, that will challenge me, then subscribe to Truth with Vivek Ramaswamy on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. And I promise you, you're going to cover terrain that you're not going to hear elsewhere.
Time now for the O'Reilly Update message of the day. My new commentary is causing a lot of angst. Word of the day, angst, A-N-G-S-T. Now, on Sunday, I filed a column on BillO'Reilly.com called The Trump Show Packs Up. You can read it. It's posted there right now. Well, a lot of people got angry about that column. So I'm going to read some of it to you now, and then you can decide whether the anger is justified, and you can reach me, Bill at BillO'Reilly.com. Here we go. Privately, President Trump knows he will be a regular citizen again shortly, but he dislikes talking about it, even with his close family members. Mr. Trump is still trying to resolve the fact that he received 74 million votes and lost. He's angry and truly believes the vote in at least five vital states was illegally compromised. When the president leaves the White House in January, a number of things are likely to happen. Above all, the corrupt corporate media will continue to use him as cover. Every time Joe Biden makes a mistake or the country takes a bad economic turn, Donald Trump will be blamed. No matter what goes wrong over the next 4 years, President Joe will get a pass as he gleefully watches his predecessor continue to be demonized. But a bit of vengeance will emerge that may comfort Donald Trump. Because the press has abandoned its mandate of searching for the truth without ideology, many news consumers will abandon the news industry. Ratings for all the TV news programs will recede. You're seeing that already. I mean, what exactly are they going to cover? Hating or loving Mr. Trump was the entire game for the past 5 years. Now it's Joe Biden talking about culture shock. Cable news is simply dour these days. When I was there, we had a few laughs. We did different things. We had Miller and Goldberg and Waters running around annoying people. On a slow news day, there was still energy. Today, watching many cable news presentations is like algebra class. Is it over yet? Donald Trump used the media to get elected and may ultimately be responsible for destroying it. How ironic. It's passive revenge. COVID and Trump could depart the stage at about the same time. Leaving what then? What's the media plan? There is no plan. Biden is dull. Senator Mitch McConnell will be the most powerful person in the country. Will Fox News give him a show called the Mitching Hour? No, they won't. Finally, there's only one thing that might stave off the ratings disaster that is facing TV news, and that is if Donald Trump secures a commentary position, bringing a potential audience of 74 million with him. Again, irony all over the place. The man who destroyed the media could be the only one who might save it. Now, that column has brought a lot of negative mail, which I'm reading on BillO'Reilly.com during the no-spin news. And the main beef seems to be that I have given up on the election. I guess some people believe President Trump will remain in office. He will not. That is the truth. Our system may be corrupt, but our system is not going to be overturned. I believe I have to report to you honestly. I do that, even if my words are sometimes difficult to hear. In a moment, something you might not know. Everything is expensive these days, you know that. The government is printing trillions of dollars in consumer prices higher than ever. If the government continues its printing and spending, the dollar could continue its free fall and lose its coveted role as the world reserve currency. Let's hope that doesn't happen. But there are a few things you can do right now. American Hartford Gold can show you how to protect your money, your retirement, your hard-earned savings against inflation by helping you diversify a portion of your portfolio into physical gold and silver. Start with a short phone call, and they can have physical gold and silver delivered right to your door or put inside your 401k or IRA. So please call or text them right now. Tell them Bill O'Reilly sent you. Call 877-444-GOLD. 877-444-GOLD, or text GOLD to 65532. Again, that's 877-444-GOLD, or text GOLD to 65532. Now the O'Reilly Update brings you something you might not know. 40 years ago today, a crazed man shot and killed the most famous musician in the world outside his apartment in New York City, John Lennon, pronounced dead at the scene. The shooter, Mark David Chapman, was a 25-year-old security guard who plotted the assassination from Honolulu. He would later tell police he was motivated by Lennon's anti-religious lyrics and public statements. Chapman flew to New York City on December 6th. He stalked the former Beatle for 2 days, waiting outside his apartment. He even asked Lennon for his autograph hours before he shot him dead. At 11 p.m., John and wife Yoko Ono were returning to the Dakota apartment building when Chapman appeared from a dark archway. He shot Lennon 4 times in the back with a .38 caliber pistol hidden in his coat pocket. The musician was 40 years old. The gunman remained at the scene reading a copy of J.D. Salinger's The Catcher in the Rye until the cops arrived minutes later. The news was actually announced live on the air by legendary broadcaster Howard Cosell in the middle of a Monday night football game. Said Mr. Cosell, quote, "Remember, this is just a football game, no matter who wins or loses. An unspeakable tragedy confirmed to us by ABC News in New York City. John Lennon outside his apartment building on the west side of New York, the most famous perhaps of all the Beatles, shot in the back, dead on arrival," unquote. Chapman ultimately pleaded guilty to Lennon's murder in 1981. He has since been denied parole 7 times and remains incarcerated in upstate New York. And here's something else you might not know. Chapman's actual copy of the Double Fantasy album signed by Lennon hours before Chapman killed him is one of the most expensive autographs ever sold at auction. A collector bought that record for more than $620,000 in 2003. Blood money? Yes, it is. But there is a market for grisly stuff. I don't understand it. You probably don't understand it, but it exists. John Lennon was a tremendous force in this world, whether you liked him or not. Back after this.
I'm Mike Slater from the podcast Politics by Faith. This is a crazy time in our country. It's stressful, a lot of anxiety, and it's going to get worse. And I realized that one of the things that helps me take away the stress is realizing that there's nothing new under the sun. So on this podcast, we take the news of the day and we run it through the Bible and other periods in history to realize that we've been through this before and we can rise above again. Politics by Faith, anywhere you listen to the podcast. Politics by Faith.
Thank you for listening to the O'Reilly Update. I am Bill O'Reilly. No spin, just facts, and always looking out for you.